Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where there is, concerning the coronavirus and even the Delta variant, good news. And I think most people can agree that it's good news. Even people who don't want to get vaccinated themselves, more and more Americans are getting the vaccine. As a matter of fact, we just apparently went over the percentage of 70% who have at least one vaccination. Now, that's particularly intense right now in some of the states that have been resisting vaccines, states like Arkansas and Missouri. Now, why would that be, and why is it that Mitch McConnell should provide an example to everybody? I mean, whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent, the Mitch McConnell attitude and position on this is so healing and important, and in fact hope-giving, that we are going to highlight it on the Michael Medved Show. We will also talk a little bit about, honest to goodness, I think we finally are reaching a turning point in the homeless crisis. And no, it's not because the King County, the county in which Seattle is located, has just bought 8 hotels. Pretty nice hotels. I mean, some of them very nice hotels to house homeless people. Despite the fact that even if they fill every single one of these rooms with homeless residents, first of all, the neighbors are going to love it and, of course, be wonderfully supportive. I'm thinking about the Inn at Queen Anne, which is in Lower Queen Anne. Everybody in the Queen Anne neighborhood is going to be thrilled. Just thrilled. In any event, there's not nearly enough to cover the people in living on the streets in Seattle. And meanwhile, there's an update about the mayor of New York, who surprisingly is maybe wants to leave office with people not hating his guts and being disgusted by him so much, has just ordered a series of sweeps of homeless encampments across the city. And what is the reaction? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. And this hour, we're going to be talking to maybe, just maybe, the new front runner for governor of California. There's a recall election coming up on September 14th. The leading candidate to replace Gray Davis, well, not Gray Davis, he's the one who was recalled, to replace Gavin Newsom. The leading candidate to replace Gavin Newsom is Larry Elder. Yeah, that Larry Elder, the talk show host, the sage from South Central. And Larry's going to be on the show this hour talking about how he would handle, for instance, this homeless mess very, very differently from Gavin Newsom. We will be speaking about that as well. And is there a constitutional right to just not allow vaccine mandates? Vaccine mandates have been told to be a violation of liberty, a violation of constitutional principle, a violation of the First Amendment. Okay, we'll talk to somebody who knows a bit about the Constitution, Professor Alan Dershowitz, longtime professor at Harvard Law School, a political activist. He'll also be talking a little bit about the great Ben and Jerry's boycott. I mean, really? Really? Ice cream diplomacy or foreign policy? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first up, there is there's a homeless story here that has not yet gotten national attention, but it kind of deserves it because there's an assumption going on right now that basically says that the way to deal with homelessness is to provide people with housing. Seems obvious. except it's not so obvious, and focus for a minute with me on this case in Seattle that should get some national attention, because I think it illustrates the problem with that theory, that all you need to do is provide people a place to stay, and then they're not homeless anymore, and problem solved, everything's fine, and Jim Dandy. Here's the story from the Seattle Times. After sexually attacking a woman in a restroom inside the King County Courthouse on Thursday morning, Clint Jory propositioned a Seattle police detective for sex. That, according to the charging papers against him by prosecutors. He's being held right now on $750,000 bond. He was homeless, and he had been released from a prison term 6 days before his encounter in the bathroom in King County Courthouse. The charges note that Jory, who's 35, was released from King County Jail just 6 days before Thursday's attempted rape. And Jory did not make an initial court appearance for a probable cause hearing, and he remains jailed in lieu of $750,000 bail, court records show. Jory was released from jail on July 23rd after serving 21 months for indecent liberties with forcible compulsion and 3 counts of fourth-degree assault, 2 of them with sexual motivation. He was arrested in May 2019 after groping one woman as he pinned her to the wall, slapping the buttocks of 2 other women, and grabbing a 4th woman in a bear hug before she fought him off. The women were complete strangers to him, and they were assaulted in quick succession at their workplaces at Pioneer Square. A King County Superior Court presiding judge, Jim Rogers, said that his bailiff quit because of Thursday's attempted sexual assault, and said he himself was nearly shot on July 15th as he walked through another charming homeless encampment on his way home from the courthouse. Rogers has repeatedly called attention to safety concerns of courthouse employees and visitors due to assaults and threats from residents of the homeless encampment at City Hall Park. He and other judges have called for the immediate closure of the park. So has King County Council member Reagan Dunn, and of course we support him enthusiastically in that. A fatal stabbing occurred in the park on June 17th. Both the victim and the suspect lived in tents in the park immediately south of the courthouse. Numerous discussions were underway over the weekend about courthouse security protocols. As bad as it is outside, there was a feeling you could work inside and go to work and be safe, Judge Rogers said. That feeling you can be safe at work is just gone. Others, including King County Public Defender Anita Condelwall, have cautioned against swift actions to close the homeless encampment in the park because it could lead to new encampments nearby. That's a really good reason not to close an encampment, because it could lead to new encampments. Much better to have that one encampment, which is violence-ridden and right next to the courthouse, right? This is completely nuts. Kendall Wallen, executives from Evergreen Treatment Services and the Downtown Emergency Service Center, said closing the park without providing better resources for its many residents will only worsen their problems. Yeah, but it might help problems with the courthouse, right? They will find themselves displaced from the area and severed from any channels of support they have established, and inevitably subject to arrests and additional exposure to the criminal legal system, the letter states. Though charging documents indicate Jory is homeless, they don't say how long he has been a resident of the City Hall Park encampment or at all. Jory registered with the King County Sheriff's Office as a level 1 transient sex offender. There's a good category. Wait till you hear what happened during his arraignment. It is unbelievable. We will get to that and to more coming up on The Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
MedVet Show, there's so many stories about homelessness. There's a brand new homeless encampment on the steps of the Capitol building. You know, the Capitol building in Washington. The same one that the kooks and crazies and people with antlers attacked on January 6th. That Capitol building, yeah, the same one. There are three ultra, 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 ultra liberal Democratic Congress ladies who decided to go homeless on the steps of the Capitol. Why? Stay tuned. We'll explain all. Now, the reason I'm spending a little bit of time on the case of this guy, Clint Jory, who's not from here. He's from South Dakota. And he came out here. He, 21 months ago, was arrested for assaulting four women in Pioneer Square. He had just registered as a sex offender on Thursday, this last Thursday. And at 10:15 Thursday, he passed the securities desk in the county courthouse, manned by sheriff's court marshals, and he meandered around the second floor elevator lobby before walking into an alcove near the security desk, where the entrance to the woman's restroom is located. Several minutes later, a woman was seen, and this is in security footage, getting off an elevator and entering the alcove. Two court marshals said, told police they entered the restroom when they heard desperate screaming. A large handbag was on the floor and two sets of shoes in a stall, large men's shoes pointing toward the toilet and women's shoes pointing the other way. After the woman continued screaming, the marshals forced open the door and saw a naked man with his pants around his ankles and a woman with a bloody nose trapped in the stall, according to the charges. The man forced the door closed, and the marshals again pushed it open, knocking the man down and allowing the woman to escape. The woman told police that she stood to leave the stall when the door flew open, and a man immediately clamped a hand over her mouth. She fought him and screamed for help. Following Jory's arrest, police say he admitted he wanted to be with a woman for sex, and said that he hid in the empty restroom until the woman came in. During an interview at police headquarters, a jury stood up in handcuffs and propositioned the police detective, the charges say. It didn't go well. Police say jury told detectives he makes his own meth, and he smoked some meth about 40 minutes before the courthouse attack, adding that the drug makes him really, really want sex, according to the charges. I have another great reason to legalize meth, huh? It really, really makes homeless sexual predators really, really want sex. Throughout the conversation, this is according to the charging papers, Jory made several inappropriate comments to the female detective, even asking if the male detective would step out of the room so they could have some private time alone. While they were arresting this guy for trying to rape a woman in the restroom, the other males in the room did not step out of the room. Now, okay, what's the point of all this? The point of all this is this guy, this chronically homeless guy, who had been homeless in Seattle before he went to jail, got out, homeless in Seattle again. Do you think that he's going to be helped out by giving him a nice room in a new hotel? It doesn't work in New York. Should see what they're going through right now, and they're trying to go through all kinds of legal hurdles because during the pandemic, when there were no tourists in New York and tourists didn't want to come to New York, they stocked New York hotels full of thousands of homeless people. And the experience, I guess, was supposed to be that the homeless people would be at a nice hotel, say, in the Upper West Side, and all of a sudden they become solid citizens. And everything's transformed, and all their problems are solved because now they're not homeless anymore. They have a home. And it doesn't work that way. You take this guy, you put him in a hotel, and that's like the Queen Anne Inn, which is actually a very nice hotel, right near where the new Seattle Kraken are going to be playing, by the way. So they should be able to fill rooms, but they don't have to fill rooms now because the King County has bought the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Seattle, the Inn at Queen Anne. They bought it for $16.5 million. It has 80 rooms for homeless folks. They bought the Canton Lofts residential building. They bought in Redmond, the Silver Cloud Inn in Renton, Extended Stay America. Now, all of this is incredibly expensive. And the idea at more than 800 rooms in all, that's more supportive housing for homeless people than King County built in 2019 and 2020 combined. And we all know what a big dent that made in the homeless population when they bought 2019-2020 free rooms for homeless people and built accommodations. And guess what? The homelessness goes up. You do not solve this problem this way. It's nutty. And as a matter of fact, they just released a poll, and they released a poll today. The Northwest Progressive Institute has released poll results on Seattle voters' top concerns with Election Day coming up tomorrow. It means you have to get your ballots into a drop box or into a mailbox by the end of the day tomorrow. And the top concern on the mind of Seattle voters is homelessness. 68% of poll respondents said fixing homelessness was the highest priority they wanted the next mayor to address. Yeah, right. You know, the city of Seattle declared a homeless crisis 6 years ago. And since that time, the number of people experiencing homelessness has increased. And dramatically. And as a matter of fact, according to an article, if you put next to each other an article from the Seattle Times today and an article from the New York Times today, it sounds like there are more people living on the street in Seattle than in New York, which is about 10 times the population of Seattle. And New York is a mess. There is this from the New York Times. On a sweltering July afternoon, a homeless man named Melvin Douglas biked up to his sleeping spot near the High Line. That's the elevated, art-filled New York park overlooking the Hudson. And he found that a city cleanup crew had thrown away his possessions again. The same thing had happened the day before. He got new possessions in one day, this homeless guy, so there were brand new possessions that were thrown away? Brand new clothes, he says, brand new T-shirts, everything. We will get to that and more. What would a governor of California with a brain actually do about the homeless crisis? We're going to speak about that with Larry Elder, current GOP front runner, coming up.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says infrastructure is not a luxury, it's a necessity. McConnell praising Republicans and Democrats on the Senate floor who negotiated a roughly $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
Our bipartisan negotiators have already been taking this task very seriously. The American people need the Senate to continue taking it seriously as well.
The measure would upgrade highways, bridges, public transit, water systems, and broadband access. McConnell saying Republicans look forward to a robust period of debating and voting on amendments to the bill. House Republicans have released an addendum to their Origins of COVID-19 report released last year, concluding that evidence points to a leak from a Chinese lab as the source of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's an election coming up in Seattle tomorrow, and again, it is a primary election. And that is one of those things that is going to help select who the next mayor of Seattle is, and other localities selecting city councils and school boards. It probably will be a relatively low turnout in Seattle and King County, but it should not be a low turnout in the election coming up in California. That election is September 14th. And on that day, people will be deciding who the next governor is, whether Gavin Newsom, the current governor, the liberal Democrat, continues to serve the state and to complete his term, which would be over in 2022. That's when he would be up for re-election if he still holds his governorship. But his governorship could end 5 weeks from now. Why? Because he's been recalled. He's been recalled largely because of his horrible and inept handling of the state's coronavirus crisis, the COVID-19 crisis in the state of California, where nobody thinks it's been handled particularly well, except for immediate family and paid staff of Gavin Newsom. And generally, he's blown everything. Now, there's a piece in the Los Angeles Times which is interesting. And it's headlined, it's a piece by Harold Meyerson, an opinion piece. And the headline says, Democrats must scare voters to polls to fight Newsom recall. And he begins by saying, shocked by recent polling that showed likely voters evenly split on the question of whether to recall Governor Gavin Newsom, California Democrats are pledging to walk more precincts and air more radio ads. Those efforts, while necessary, writes Meyerson, fall well short of sufficient. In a vote on whether to recall a Democrat, Republicans will have a built-in advantage. their voters are full of passionate intensity, to borrow a line from Yates. Many Democrats and independents, by contrast, may hardly pay attention to the recall or go to the polls. And part of the reason that so few Democrats won't pay attention is because, as Meyerson points out, he said, let's start out with what a new governor could or couldn't do. And the new governor who's going to be joining us is Larry Elder, would be Larry Elder most likely, because it's a two-part election. And we've mentioned this before, but it's all on the same ballot. First, you mark, should Governor Newsom be recalled? Should he be thrown out of office, or do you want to keep him around? And it's yes or no. Should he be recalled or not? And if you vote yes on the recall, then he's out. And who replaces him? Not the lieutenant governor, but he is replaced in that case by the top ballot winner among alternate candidates who are on the ballot. It's pretty easy to get on the ballot. There are dozens of them. A Caitlyn Jenner is there. Ted Falconer is a candidate that I like a lot, actually. Former mayor of San Diego. He's been on the show a couple of times. And Larry Elder, who's a longtime friend and a colleague from talk radio and is one of the better known media figures in the country. He's right now running well ahead of the other Republicans. Jacqueline, in Federal Way, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You bet.
I am calling about the location of the extended stay in Federal Way, Washington, that was just purchased by King County for one of these no-barrier shelters. And I wanted to let you know I'm working with about 200 concerned citizens to notify the residents in Federal Way and to try to talk to the mayor about what's going on and what this is going to look like and the impact to the residents. Who there's a 5-foot fence that separates families and children, a daycare, and there's even a walking route to school, to an elementary school where children as young as 5 are going to be walking within feet of a fence right by the extended stay. I asked the mayor about this. He didn't respond. They've given us no information. And the citizens who live in this apartment right next to the hotel weren't even told about it.
Well, this is what is so stinking about this thing, is that Dow Constantine, the King County executive, has gone ahead. This Federal Way, it used to be the Extended Stay America. The county is buying it for $23.25 million. It has 101 rooms. So 101 rooms, you can figure you have at least 101 homeless people there, maybe more if people agree to share a room or something like that. But what you're saying is they didn't consult anyone in the neighborhood that you know of? There was no chance for comment, nothing?
There was absolutely no notification. And when I talked to people who live literally on the other side of that fence, they told me, a mother told me that she was picking up needles, having to walk through people who were passed out on her stairway, and they jump over the fence and then just hang out in her stairway, and she has to go in and make sure she clears out that stairway because she has 6 young kids, and that's the only way into her house. So we have asked, is there going to be any added security? The answer is no. There is no added security. It's going to fall onto the shoulders of the police, who are already understaffed in Federal Way. They don't have to do treatment. I don't know if they're going to do background checks, but it's like nobody's investigating this and what this is going to mean to children. The story you just told earlier about the man who assaulted the lawyer. I mean, is this what our children are going to be experiencing as they walk to school? This is ridiculous. Where's the accountability?
It is shocking. I'm so glad that you called. You're organizing a group of parents now, are you, Jacqueline?
Well, I've been speaking to parents, but there's a group called Stand Up Federal Way. There's a website for it, and it's called Stand Up Federal Way. You can go there and find out how to get involved if this is something that you think is unacceptable by our local government officials.
And of course it is, and bless you for calling. And look, this is so tremendously important because It's one of those things. They did an experiment here with what's called the drunk dorms, which are about a mile away from the radio studios of KTTH in Cairo. And the drunk dorms has been a disaster because to qualify for, you get free housing if you have at least five convictions for drunken, disorderly, or alcohol-related problems, and you're homeless. And they allow people to continue drinking in there. And I have heard nothing about whether they are going to allow drinking and drug use and substance abuse in these new homeless hotels. Somebody could do a parody, I guess, of Elvis doing Heartbreak Hotel, doing Homeless Hotel. I mean, why is that a the kind of thing in which, by the way, this is being paid for out of sales taxes, that the taxpayers of King County should pay $23.25 million for in federal way? And then in Renton, they have one. They have one in Redmond. They have one just convenient for Microsoft, of course. And in Auburn, the former Clarion Inn, that has 102 rooms. The idea that this helps somebody or it transforms his life to all of a sudden put him in a hotel or her in a hotel is wishful thinking. And it's an absurdity. And you see that in this current program in New York. I was telling you that in the New York Times, they're talking about this poor guy whose name is Melvin Douglas, the same as the old-time Hollywood actor. No relation, I assume. But he says that he left his clothes at his favorite spot, camping under the High Line. High Line is a major tourist destination now in New York. Is it appropriate to clear away homeless encampments, even if you don't have a hotel room waiting for them? We will be right back, because that is one of the big issues in this country. 1-800-955-1776. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. Internationally acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show. Remember the Broadview Thompson, a K through 8 elementary school, City of Seattle school? From what I've heard, it's a pretty good school. Except that they have 56 people who are camped out right behind the school, directly adjacent to it, with their needles and with their stabbings and their assaults. And it's a homeless encampment. Just to teach all your kids what they need to know about people experiencing homelessness, right? And the kids are set to return in 6 weeks, apparently. Seattle Public Schools has now teamed up with a one-man agency to begin encouraging the campers to leave. Good luck with that. And, again, this has been very difficult because the city didn't want to take it on. It was public school property. The school district didn't want to take it on. So now it's a one-man agency. And I hope whoever that agency is, one-person agency, is very persuasive. Let me go to Steve in Seattle. Steve, you're on the Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Mr. Medved. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I just wanted to mention I've been working for King County since 1997. I came in around the time that Gary Locke was leaving and Ron Sims was starting up. And I rode through all of that, and now I'm on the Dow Constantine train. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, looking at this from the backside, I've seen a whole lot of taxpayer money being squandered. And not necessarily, with the county not being very upfront about what's happening. We spent about $1.5 million to put two tents on a soccer field up in Shoreline that treated a total of 9 COVID patients. They put another double tent site up in Eastgate, which is a part of Bellevue. And, there were absolutely no patients there. So $3 million for a total of 9 COVID patients. They had me and my partner rewire a couple of, C-cans, you know, the containers that they use on container ships, refrigerated C-cans, because there was going to be so many bodies from COVID that the morgues were going to be overwhelmed. And we spent weeks rewiring these two sea cans to be used as an emergency morgue. They were never used. I've seen a pile of hundreds of body boards down at our store's warehouse that were purchased to deal with all the bodies that never happened. They've had me charging items that have nothing to do with COVID whatsoever off to COVID because they said that they're going to be hitting the federal government for paying all of this back. And my question to them was, where does the federal government get their money?
Right. Well, wait a minute. Steve, let me ask you a question. Isn't the excuse for buying these hotels related to the COVID emergency? In other words, they're
exactly
getting federal money to buy them?
How we're all told. You're exactly right, Mike. All the hotels were purchased with as a response to COVID, and we have seen practically zero patients actually being treated in these hotels. We're seeing tons of homeless people being put in them, and it's causing a plethora of problems.
Okay, can I ask you this? Do you know, do they have the same policy as they have in the drunk dorms where people are just free to indulge whatever addiction they may have, drinking?
I'm not going to be able to answer that, and I'm not trying to be evasive. It's just
right.
That I spend as little time interacting with the people in these sites. I deal with management there, and as far as the so-called residents, I do everything I can to avoid them because they're all trouble.
Well, again, see, this is the real problem, and I was speaking about this last week, and I'll bet you your experience working in county government, and bless you for being there, because, and I think, by the way, that should illustrate to people, even the most liberal and deluded and misguided and spendthrifty and irresponsible levels of government have tons of people who work in those departments of government who are good people and are dedicated and want to do the best job they can. But then you're stuck with things like... What is the most notable, since the county, King County, declared a homeless crisis 6 years ago, what's the most notable progress the county has made in dealing with the crisis?
Mr. Medved, I've seen zero progress. In fact, every time I'm stuck having to go downtown to deal with paperwork in the administration building, I have to park in the area next to the courthouse.
Okay.
And I don't want to go downtown anymore. I don't feel safe downtown. When cops and judges and people are being attacked going in to do business, you know, court business, you can't even walk into the courthouse without fear of injury. There's something very, very wrong with that situation.
You're right. And, again, thank you for your service to the county with all of the difficulties that we encounter. And, by the way, I want to say something here, and, Steve, thanks for your call. A lot of people are hearing about this and saying, well, oh boy, I get to vote for somebody against Al Constantine. Be careful, because the guy running against him is even further to the left. I mean, substantially further to the left. Senator Joe Nguyen, he said officials should be pursuing hotels as one of many options for our homeless neighbors, such as funding tiny homes for them, repurposing King County open land. Now, there's a good idea. Open space that we want to preserve, potential parkland. Yeah, let's use that open land for little homeless colonies. Wouldn't that work well? And spending even more money. He also wants to lease private spaces for the homeless population. Simply buying hotels won't solve homelessness, Nguyen said in a statement. So, as bad as you think it might be now, I mean, this would be like trading Jenny Durkin for Shama Swant. Maybe not quite, but it's the same idea. The entire thing is crazy. And the fact is that I do believe that most people, particularly live in King County outside of Seattle, which is, what, a million people? More than a million people outside of Seattle. And those people, who pays attention to county government? But you have to. And you have to get involved in answering some of this stupidity. We will get to the story about the ongoing sweeps in New York and the opposition to them, which is ridiculous. The notion that you somehow help people through all of this by simply allowing them to continue living in their tents or maybe even providing tenting places for them, they're clearly... needs to be a new approach to this entire problem. And yes, it's a federal problem too. Barack Obama, in his second year as president, made a pledge that he would end homelessness in 10 years. Now, it's not a unique failure just on Obama, because it's on everybody. I mean, it has been a national disaster. And part of it has to do with mistaking permissiveness with compassion. And when you allow 56 people to camp adjacent to an elementary school where kindergartners are going to school, then clearly something is terribly wrong. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to economist Steve Moore about another homeless-related issue, the issue of this eviction moratorium. There are three members of the squad and one new member of the squad, Cori Bush, who are camping on the front steps of the Capitol building. They were there Friday night and I believe Saturday night as well, sleeping in blankets on the front steps of the Capitol. Why? Because they desperately want Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden to do something to continue, maybe forever, an eviction moratorium so that couples, even those earning up to $200,000 a year, I'm not kidding, you're unable to evict them even if they haven't paid their rent for 16 months. It's a strange situation, but we will get to it and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.